Okay, you're recording and you should have a quorum.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks everybody for coming together for this month's edition of ITAC. Shay, would you go ahead and do a roll call for us, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Michael Dobb. Jaggy.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Brian Kirkland.
I'm here.
Thank you. Gilbert Arantxa.
Here.
Thank you. David Byers.
Here.
Thank you. Tim Romer.
I'm here, Shay.
Thank you. Lev Gornick.
Lev's here.
Thank you. J.R. Sloan.
Here.
Thank you. Senator Rick Gray. Richard Stebnick.
Rebecca Pereira here for Richard Stebnick.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right, thank you, Shay. All right, so today, folks, we have just two informational items on the agenda, which I think we'll get through. It will certainly not take the 2 hours that we normally have allocated. I will go ahead and remind folks that this is a public meeting. In the agenda posted, we provide a link to submit any public comments, and so we'll invite the public to feel free to do that, and our staff will review the items. First item for action on the agenda is approval of the January 20th recording as our official record of our minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the minutes as recorded.
Thank you, Mr. Byers. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jaggy. I second it.
Thank you, Jaggy. All those in favor?
Hi, everyone.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We'll move on to our first item on the agenda, which is the Department of Child Safety, who has recently gone live with a new Guardian solution, and they're here to provide an update.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Shayna Schaller. I am an engagement manager with the Department of Administration. I'm joined today by members of the Department of Child Safety. The team will introduce themselves, then provide the committee with an informational update to the overall status of their child's replacement project, also known as Guardian.
Hello, everyone. My name is Linda Roberts. I am the CIO and program sponsor for Guardian. And I believe I have James Dean with me as well, who is our PMO. So thank you. Next slide, please. So we went live. I haven't slept for a month, but we went live. I will say we did a soft launch. So before I get into the kind of the you know details of the slides, you know, we did go live on we did a soft launch on January 31st. So we went live with the hotline only, where we could have a lot of detail and attention for that group. So those that don't understand what the hotline is, think of that as our 911 for child safety. So they're a 24/7 group. And then we went live, we turned everybody else on by Tuesday morning the 2nd. So we spent all day on that Monday getting everything in place for hotline, helping and supporting them while we were turning on that functionality. So you have to think of everything is managed by Active Directory groups, and there's a sync to the Azure Active Directory, and then that propagates down into the various platforms and so forth. So it's not just instantaneous. As soon as you put somebody in a group, it all has to sync and then push down. So that happened throughout that Monday, and then we went live on that Tuesday morning with everybody else. So I will tell you that as expected, so our biggest, so while we did go live, our MVP functionality is in, with the exception of our report. So we still have some challenges on our reporting side. Our budget, we did complete the program within budget. Obviously, we're still in our warranty period. We still have reports to do, and this is more of a skill set, getting in, understanding the complexity of child welfare in order to get the right views and to create the reports. And we manage all of our issues, and they're getting resolved timely. So we expect our issues to kind of turn to green as our project nears the end in the warranty period. So next slide. Like I said, we did go into production. All of our cutover activities were complete. So I will say we had about 139 pre-cutover activities. We probably had close to 400 for almost 500 actual cutover activities that whole weekend from Wednesday till Monday. We do, all of our training is complete. We have makeup sessions scheduled starting next week. We still have our program knowledge transfer going on. So this is, how do we get a knowledge transfer? I call it service, kind of service transition from our vendors onto our maintenance and operations team. So while they're part of the project, they played a support role, not an active dev role and so forth. So, you know, getting them really, really into how do they manage their iterations and their releases and so forth. Like I said, our hotline went live on Monday, or on that Sunday. The rest of the agency turned up the next day. The Tuesday morning, and our provider portal go live was in the afternoon. So I will say that we did have some challenge with all of our providers. So we have different providers. We have foster parent providers, group home providers, independent living providers. So we have all these different buckets of providers. So we had some actually sign up on time, like before everything was turned on, and other ones we are processing their access now and so forth. So we do have a way that we keep the invoicing and payment going, we did everything to make sure we had no disruption. Any of the issues that we have had over the past 2 weeks, we are making sure we prioritize them by understanding we know where the kids are and that we can pay the providers. You know, we do have growing pains like any new system. With usability, making sure people know how to use the system. But from a technical perspective, the system is really stable. We've done, I want to say, 7 releases now with no interruptions. And we've pushed through about 120 bug patches in that time frame. So the system is really stable. If we have we don't have any interruptions, but we'll have a service disruption. So maybe we have to take a plugin down for about 15 minutes or interrupt a workflow. But as soon as they refresh, then the system is functional and that patch is applied. So that's really, really good for us. So our release management is working as expected and working really well. Part of our portal for our foster community is still not accessible at this time, but we do have a fix going in, I believe, tomorrow morning. And so that should allow the rest of our foster parents to be able to get their access and get their invoices. In the meantime, they've moved to paper, so they're getting paid, and you know, there's no issue around that. It's just being able to submit new starting next month. So we should be able to turn on their portal tomorrow. Like I said, the program, we are now in our warranty support period, and we have a really good, including all of the executive leadership involved in kind of prioritizing what to fix or what to change, with very business focus, like, you know, is it impacting where, you know, placements, is it impacting payments? If it is, then that gets to the top of the heap and we make sure we prioritize and solve that. Next slide, please. So just an update, just to let you know how massive this is. I'm sure all of you that have been with me for almost 6 years on this program, we've had 176 team members, 74 SMEs, 162 Guardian super users out there in the field. We've developed 19 exchanges with different systems or processes. We have 51 jobs that run daily, 141 BI reports for development. We completed 2,200 requirements, 10,000 fields created, and 400 million records migrated. So, yay. And then as of, so that's old, this is almost 2 weeks later, but as of 2/3/21, I think we have like, our, and now as of I don't even know what day I'm in, the 17th. As of now, I think we have 180 bugs total. And I don't recall the how many have been resolved. I want to say we have 186. So we have more that are coming in, but we have resolved about 150, something like that, bugs. I'll get a number for you if you need it. Next slide. I think that's it. Yeah. So we did it. I'm like, I look like I'm 95. But besides that, we're good. You know, we have growing pains, like I said. You know, we have there, it was a lot of system replacement to build. Childs had 25 years of bumper rails kind of built into it. You know, this is a lot more dynamic, no pun intended. So there's a big learning curve when it comes to the users. We are getting service referrals through the system and approved, which means we're getting business to our providers. We're able to pay providers. We have records submitting through APHIS and getting cleared. So everything's working as expected. And more importantly, the system is super stable. We're, like I said, we're able to make, I think we're on our seventh release, seventh bug patch with no interruptions at all. And if anybody was a was an opponent of cloud technology, I will say that on within 24 hours, we noticed our portal had some performance issues. And within 25 minutes, we were able to scale up those environments and to help with some of the timeout issues we were experiencing. If we were back in the day, I'd still be waiting for a PO to be cut in order to add disk space. So I'm just saying, like, if anybody is a is an opponent, you know, that's a good case study right there. So 25 minutes or 25 plus days, right?
That's a good trade-off. Hey, Linda, congratulations to you and the team. I know there's a lot of people behind you that have supported this effort over time. It's a great story, and frankly, just really encouraging to hear how smoothly things have gone. I know that these go-lives never happen without bumps in the road, and you probably see more warts than anyone. Yet from the outside, and I think, you know, to the public, they've seen a very smooth transition, and this is a nice, significant next step in the whole process of setting up the Department of Child Safety and getting you onto your own system and infrastructure that has now been transformed along with the business processes to best meet the needs to fulfill the mission of the agency in serving children and their families.
Thank you. And I think, you know, now that the system is live, and granted it's only been 2 weeks, you know, I do think, especially on the field services side, they're actually seeing the power of the platform with all the business rules engines and the workflow and things that just were not even realized, you know, how they can get information and understand so much faster. So, like I said, there's some big learning curves, you know, like, do I have the right cases under the right supervisor? I mean, those are the growing pains we're going through now. But these are fixable, solvable things. And like I said, we have a very unified, systematic approach in which we prioritize what to work on. And that's never in dispute. So.
Very good. I want to open it up to the committee members for any questions or comments on the material.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dave. I have a question.
Go ahead, Dave.
Linda, I want to know if you are aware of this. The Foster Care Review Board staff, who are charged with reviewing all of these cases every few months, they lost their connection when it went from child to guardian. And they need daily connections to review their cases. Is that problem gotten to you?
So I had heard about that they did lose access. There wasn't a role created for the Foster Care Review Board, and I know we were a lot more locked down on who we were letting in versus getting access to our data to do that. But I think that I can talk to Shalom and figure out how we get them the information that they need.
Yeah, because either that or you're going to have to provide paper files on every one of these cases daily. So they're kind of at a standstill. So I wanted to make sure you're aware of that, and that's creeping to the top because they can't do their statutory requirements.
Yeah, and I know that I also had some challenges with some of our central registry, like back when it was part of part of the mainframe. So I know that there were some requirements to allow like social security searches. And I'm like, no, we don't do that. Tim Romer will be proud of me. No, we don't allow searching on social security. So it's part of, a new kind of environment in which we don't allow the same access as we did before, but we don't want to stop the business either. So let me talk to Shalom about that, Dave, and make sure we can get that solved for you.
Okay.
Or for them. Yeah.
All right. Any other comments or questions from the committee? All right. Well, Linda, hopefully you can have maybe this weekend off. I don't know. We'll see. Again, I know you're kind of off over the big hump of getting this thing live, and now you're into the daily work of care and feeding and enhancements and moving on to continue to make this system do everything it needs to do for the organization. So But again, congratulations to you and the team for the significant milestone achievement.
Thank you. You know, I'm super happy and super, super thrilled to get the business really using it. And, you know, we'll forever be making data fixes, I want to say, because 25 years of data and Childs didn't just happen. So, you know, we'll always be doing things like that, but that's just maintenance and operation stuff that we can handle. So,
yeah.
So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Next item is also an informational update. This will be coming to us from the Department of Education with an update on the school finance payment system. So Shana, back to you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, again, my name is Shana Schaller and I'm an engagement manager with Department of Administration. I'm joined today by members of the Department of Education. The team will introduce themselves, then provide the committee with an informational update to provide the overall status of the school finance payment system replacement project.
Thank you, Shana. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I hope everyone can hear me.
Yep.
I did it. This is round three, I guess. Take three. My name is Satish Patisapu. I'm the Chief Information Officer at Arizona Department of Education. I'm here to provide an informational update on our school finance payment system project. Next slide, please. All right. Overall, project health, as you can see, is green. And, you know, we're moving along on the schedule. Part one has, we have completed part one. There are more updates on the next slide, but I'll quickly brief on at a very high level. The slide actually says that we are currently in the UAT of phase one, part one, supposed to conclude on 12th of February. As you can see, there are 35 milestones of 36 have been completed at the time the slide deck was published. But there is more information that I have latest information than what is presented here. You can see the budget is still continuing to be in yellow. It's not because either we are underspending or overspending. It is because we are being a little cautious. And based on our next IBNV, we are hoping that we get a clarity on how on the status of the budget. As such, the risks has also been updated because of the UAT risk that we have handled in the past month, and we haven't had any issues on this project so far. Next slide, please. This is a little more detailed on the update that we have in the slide. There are several documents. I mean, as you can see that we have divided this specific slide into multiple sections. There is a document review process that happens in our project along with milestones/updates of the milestones, which are basically related to where we stand or how many have been approved and whatnot. And any meetings and communications that we are having related to the specific project with the field or who are all the stakeholders in the state. And we also added a snippet of where the UAT was. The reason why we put it is the deadline for UAT for the part one that concluded development in December of 2020 was getting really close to the deadline of completion. So we raised risk to monitor the progress of how the business and the IT are working towards completion of it. I'm very happy to report that was also one of the milestones that was pending out of the 36 by the time we created the slide deck. So on 10th of February, business has provided their approval on the UAT, which closed the risk, which allowed us to bring the risk to the executive steering committee that happened on this Tuesday, past Tuesday, which is yesterday. And subsequently, the milestone closing, as well as the The risk and milestone have been closed. There are several documents that went for review committee on 29th of January. I mentioned that during our last ITAC that, you know, we have an upcoming review committee, and all the documents that were submitted for review have been approved. And we have our next meeting scheduled for March 26th with the review committee, and several of the documents have already been submitted to the technical advisors very recently. We are moving forward on our development process of the part two. And to track the UAT progress on CHAR, we have created a tracking document to ensure that we are tracking the progress of the UAT. All that information, I know it's interesting that I have to say that, you know, whatever you're seeing is not true, because we have made a significant amount of progress from the time we published to this current meeting. Next slide, please. That concludes my presentation. I'm open for any questions. Thank you.
Okay, open to the committee for any questions or comments regarding the material that Satish has covered for us. All right, Satish, thanks for the update. Good to see the continued progress. Congratulations on pretty much getting close to the end of, you know, part one and just getting started on the next phase. Those are both good progress reports. So keep up the great work, and we'll continue to be providing updates to us, and we'll look forward to receiving those.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, folks, that is the end of our agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for March 17th. Now, looking ahead a bit, I understand that could be close to spring break for some folks. So I'll ask the committee members if you have a conflict with any planned time off or so forth, please let me know. And I'd rather move the meeting sooner rather than later to accommodate. So again, thank you all for your time, and appreciate the staff, your great work in getting the meeting together, the coordination, and making it run smoothly. With that, I will call the meeting to a close. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.